All right, we're here, we're back, we're broadcasting live from this year's 2016 CCIM Outlook Conference here in Miami. We've got Scott Lloyd, he's a CCIM RPA. He traveled all the way from Orlando. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Scott, what brings you to Miami for the CCIM Outlook Conference?
Well, I've been involved now in CCIM about 7 years. It's my first opportunity to come to South Florida.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've known for a long time the amount of talent that comes to this event. It's been well run from what I understand, and it sure looks that way. We just opened the doors, and I know just a number of people in the room right now, but I'm really looking forward to hearing what's going on in South Florida. I think I'm going to get a good idea today.
Yeah, that's what this conference is all about, networking and information, and we won't keep you long because I know you want to get out and meet everybody. Scott, what's your role in Central Florida? What's your specialty? What do you do?
Well, thanks for asking, Jim. I'm a single practitioner. I have a couple brokers with my group. We're a small niche brokerage. We service investors, particularly in small companies.
Okay.
That are looking to expand in Central Florida and Tampa along the I-4 corridor, as we call it.
Right.
So we become a de facto real estate department for some small companies, and we have some key bank relationships. We help them out of their trouble spots as come up once in a while.
Sounds great.
That sounds actually a very nice niche.
Now, how does your CCIM impact your ability to do business?
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be where I am today without it.
Wow, I think that's a bottom line right there.
Absolutely.
Now, what can you tell us about the Orlando market? I see, I know there's a lot of internationalization going on there, a lot of people coming up from the Caribbean. What are you seeing as Orlando, I guess, evolves?
You know, there's a lot of dynamic things going on. Orlando's been well known for their theme parks and their entertainment. But we've got a thriving downtown that's under revitalization. Brand new MLS soccer stadium coming right downtown.
Wow.
We have the second largest college in the country. A lot of people don't know that.
No, UCF University is huge.
Florida. Huge. We have a medical, environment town growing in Lake Nona, just south of our airport.
High five to Skipper Peak and the guys out there.
Skipper.
Skipper and I are like that.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So please take a look at what's going on in Lake Nona. It's changed a lot over the last year.
So it sounds to me then that in the past, Orlando was a bunch of low-tech, low-paying service jobs in the hospitality industry. Sounds like you're getting a bunch of high-paying, high-tech jobs there.
Well, the idea is to go that route, yes. I wouldn't say we're there yet, but certainly the diversity is what everybody's looking for, and our leaders, fortunately, have done a great job getting us there.
Oh, well, that's great. Hey, Scott, I want to thank you for coming in. I know that you got to go out and network. I want to thank you again for coming and being a CCIM here down in Miami today.
Jim, thanks for the support. I appreciate it. Good to meet you.
All right, we'll be back with more interviews from the conference right after this.